This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Yes, the tax bill has passed Congress, and yes, the president is going to sign it right after New Year's, probably. But the idea that now all has been said and done? Nah. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains what's coming.
If you thought / prayed that you wouldn't have to hear about the tax debate anymore, think again, friend.
Thank you for cutting my taxes.
Thank you for fixing our economy.
Thank you for keeping my family safe.
Thank you for putting America first.
That's part of a pro-tax bill ad campaign that'll be launched Christmas Day by conservative group America First Policies. And on the other side, groups like the Not One Penny campaign plan on spending $10 million next year on ads like these.
It adds $1.4 trillion to the deficit, all to pay for huge tax breaks for the super wealthy and big corporations.
Why all this effort on a tax plan that will have already passed?
The advertising before a piece of legislation is intended to shape legislator opinions and decisions, and the advertising afterwards is aimed at the public as they head into the midterm elections.
Erica Franklin Fowler directs the Wesleyan Media Project. It is all about the midterms. Nicole Gill runs the anti-tax bill Not One Penny campaign.
Well, our whole purpose behind the campaign is to hold members accountable.
Republicans, meanwhile, want to take credit for their signature accomplishment. They may be fighting an uphill battle.
It's very difficult to influence public opinion.
Jeffrey Berry is professor of political science at Tufts. People, he says, already have a first impression of the tax bill, and polls show it's generally not a good impression.
They then begin to look for information that confirms that first impression, not for information that contradicts it.
But Republicans do need to try. Franklin Fowler says, look no further than the passage of Obamacare for a lesson on that.
The Democrats really did not sell Obamacare after they passed it, whereas Republicans really capitalized on it as a campaign point.
History repeats itself, and so will the ads. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.